KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message, already in progress, by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Somebody said there's power in his name.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him.
if you can. Put those hands together. I wish I could introduce him the way Steve Harvey did. But he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is God with us. And we have come on this wonderful Sunday to magnify, to worship, and to adore him. Come on and give the Lord a hand of praise in this place. God bless you, choir. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, and verse 21. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. As you take your seats, if you would, just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's all about Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege, and we pray that you will speak a word into our hearts and into our minds that will remind us why we celebrate this season. We thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 It's all about Jesus. Thank you, ushers. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We have entered into this festive time of the year. This time where we have shining lights, melodious melodies, wrapping paper, gifts, and holiday cheer. The Christmas season is a time of the year when the hearts of humanity seem to radiate and percolate with passion. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there is no other time of the year that affects us like the Christmas season. But I must remind us that as beautiful as this time of the year is, it really is not about Santa Claus. It's not just a one-day celebration that will expire at 12:01 on December 26th. The authentic meaning of Christmas is not about what we find or don't find under the Christmas tree. It's not about what we will give to others or receive from others. Christmas really is all about Jesus. The world has commercialized this day so much that many have forgotten what it's all about. Jesus is not the focus of their gaze. He is not the apex of their attention. He is not the summit of their souls, and he is not the center of their cognizance. For some, this day will be a day of eating, a day of drinking, a day of drinking, a day of drinking, a day of drinking and being merry. But you cannot really have Christmas without Christ. And when you take Christ out of Christmas, you end up with a mess. Tell your neighbor, it really is a mess without Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, I want to echo with all of the assurance that I can that Christmas, first and foremost, is all about Jesus. This familiar passage points to the coming of the promised Messiah, providing us with a glimpse of his purpose, his pain, and his passion. Never has God given a gift to the world that was more precious, more priceless, and more perfect than our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Soon after the creation, mankind devolved into a cesspool of sin and immorality. Every man, the Bible says, did that which was right in his own eyes. Compassion had been crippled. Righteousness had rotted. Hope had been held hostage. Mercy had turned to misery, and peace had been poisoned. The world was in a mess that it could not clean up. And because of this mess, God sent his son to redeem us back unto himself. I wonder if there's anybody glad this morning that in spite of the turmoil, in spite of the trouble, in spite of the trials, that God thought enough of you and I that he made up in his mind that he would form himself into human flesh and be born in a manger to deliver us from ourselves. Somebody ought to say, Lord, I thank you. The Bible says that Joseph had received the news that Mary was going to have a child. And him being a just man did not want Mary to be on the receiving end of pointed fingers. Y'all know how we do. Amen. As soon as a rumor or an allegation or a lie rises up about one of our brothers and sisters in Christ, the devil ain't got to run with it because we run with it. Amen. But I'm so glad and I'm happy this morning, and I'm convinced that there are others in this place who are thankful that in spite of our messes, in spite of our mess ups, in spite of our faults and our failures, we serve the kind of God who looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. Can I tell you something? Even if some things are true about somebody else, amen, we all were in the same pot. We all were destined and on our way to a devil's hell. But one day God wrapped himself up in humanity and was born in a manger. He was born to die, and he would die for our sins and our shortcomings. And there are one or two folk in the house this morning who are honest enough to admit that I'm in that number two. I'm in that number of mess ups, and I'm in that number of folk who don't have it all together. I'm in that number with folk who have sin and who have iniquity in their lives. But I can rejoice this Sunday morning because he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. First and foremost, y'all, Christmas is about Jesus. I said it's about him. Amen, amen, amen. The angel tells him that the child's name shall be Jesus, meaning the salvation of Jehovah. Verse 23 says his name shall be Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Isn't it good that man had the privilege of having God on earth with us? The true meaning of Christmas deals with the redemption of humanity. Jesus came to save us from our sins. First and foremost, Christmas is about Christ. We've established the fact that Christmas is primarily about Jesus. But second, I want you to know that it is also about our relationship with one another. I said it's about our relationship with one another. First and foremost, it's about Jesus, but I need you to also understand that it's also about your relationship with your brother and your sister. Do I have a witness here today? Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14 captures our conscience by proclaiming that the multitude of angels appeared praising God. Tell your neighbor they were praising God. Tell your neighbor the angels were praising God. I'm looking at y'all and I'm reminding you that the angels were praising God. I'm looking at somebody who has the audacity to say it. Don't take all of that. I'm looking at somebody who has the audacity to say that's just not my way of doing things. I want to remind you that on the initial Christmas, on the first Christmas when Jesus showed up, amen, the Bible says that the angels were praising God. Oh my, don't y'all hear Jesus? When he rode that donkey into Jerusalem, and that crowd of religious folk were over there saying, that's too much noise. and we don't believe in all of that. Jerusalem is a quiet place. Jerusalem is a peaceable habitation, and I don't believe it takes all of that. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, that's all right if thieves hold their peace. I'll set the mouth on the rocks, and they will give me praise. And I don't know about anybody else in this room today, but God has been too good to me. I said, God has been better to me than I've been to myself. As a matter of fact, when I think about where I've been, when I think about what I've done, when I think about some of the thoughts I've had, and in spite of me, he keeps on blessing me. I can't hold my peace. I got to give him praise. The angels appeared praising God, reverberating peace and goodwill toward men. In essence, Christmas is not just a once-a-year occurrence, but it is a lifestyle. It is an experience that we ought to live 365 days of the year. We ought to be demonstrating love to one another, not just on Christmas, but every day. We ought to be hospitable to others all year long. We ought to be forgiving others all year long. We ought to be harmonious with others all year long. We ought to be patient with each other all year long. I know I'm in Bible country because Paul says in Romans 12 and 18, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the New Day Translation is, stop being so messy. Stop keeping up so much mess. Amen, amen, amen. I know y'all don't have to deal with folk like that, but sometimes I've got to deal with folk who have bad attitudes. And I'm not just talking about outside of the church. I'm talking about in the church. There are folk who will come to church with bad attitudes and wonder why God ain't blessing them. They'll wonder why their children aren't being blessed. They'll wonder why their life is tore up from the floor up. It's because you ought to let go of your messy attitude, your evil attitude, your ugly attitude, and realize that God is looking for folk who will come in and worship him and give him praise. Do I have anybody here today? He's been too good to me. Hallelujah. We ought to thank him. I stated previously that his coming provides us with a glimpse of his purpose. His purpose was to purchase us back to himself. That's what redemption is. Amen. That's what redemption is. Redemption is, and if some of you, if you've ever been, pawned something, if you've ever, you know, your money got a little tight, your money was funny and your change was strange, and all you knew to do was take something to the pawn shop, and you told the folk at the pawn shop, and I see some of y'all looking real suspect right through here. Amen. And you told the folk, I'm coming back to get it. Amen. And they told you, they said, now look at the bottom of that stub they gave you. They said, because, amen, you're going to have to pay more to get it back. Amen. Amen. Than what we've given you. Amen. To put it in here. And that's what redemption is. That's what God had to do because of our ugly ways. That's what God had to do because of our sins and our shortcomings. He had to pay a price greater than the mess we did. And that price that he paid was Jesus Christ. That was his purpose, amen? That was his purpose, was to come and redeem us unto himself. And I know that I'm in a Baptist church. I know that I'm in a New Testament church. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If he brought you out, if he purchased you back, if he redeemed you, give him praise in this place today. That was his purpose, to purchase us back unto himself. The text says he shall save his people from their sins. Now, this was primarily directed at the Jews, but thank God for grace. I said thank God for grace. Because of grace, it applies to all of us. His purpose, amen, his purpose, I see his purpose, but not only do I see his purpose, secondly, I want you to look at his pain. The redemption process was painful for Jesus. Luke 9:22 says, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day." We see his purpose, we see his pain, but then finally we see his passion. You got to go to John chapter 15 and verse 13. You'll see his passion. John 15 and 13, it says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends." We ought to thank God that he came. I said we ought to thank God that he came. Please, my brothers and sisters, parents, don't get so caught up in the commercialization that you don't teach your children the true meaning of Christmas. It's not because Santa Claus is coming to town. We celebrate, we rejoice because Jesus has come to town. You ought to be glad that he came. You ought to praise him because he came. You ought to worship him because he came. The skeptics doubted that he would come, but he came. The hypocrites hoped that he would not come, but he came. The agnostics denied the thought that he would come, but I'm so glad he came. The idealists thought that he didn't need to come, but I'm so glad that he came. The devil tried to hinder him, but is there anybody glad that he showed up in the world today? He showed up to bring us out. And so, my brothers and my sisters, it's not about shining lights. It's all about Jesus, for he is the light of the world. It's not about the Grinch who stole Christmas. It's really about Jesus. It's not about Santa Claus. It's all about Jesus. Why do you say it, Pastor? I say it because who else but Jesus could love the unlovable? Who else but Jesus could redeem the unredeemable? Who else but Jesus could pardon the unpardonable? Who else but Jesus could be younger than his earthly mother, but as old as his heavenly father? Who else but Jesus could turn sinners into saints? Who else but Jesus can turn midnights into daylight? Who else but Jesus can look beyond my faults and see my needs? Who else but Jesus could hang on a cross, die and be buried in a borrowed tomb, but get back up again? I tell you, nobody but Jesus. And I don't know this Sunday morning how you feel about it, but I'm glad that Jesus endured a human birth so that we could have a spiritual birth. I'm so glad that he occupied a manger so that we could one day live in a mansion. Are you glad about it? He had an earthly mother so that we could have a heavenly father. He became a slave so that we might be free. He left his throne in glory so that we could have glory. He was poor so that we could be rich. Are you glad about it? This Christmas, are you glad about it? Are you thankful for Jesus? It's all about Jesus. He is the center of my joy. He is my hope. He is my peace. He is my joy. Do you know him? Do you love him? Then you ought to thank him. Tell him thank you. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Won't he give you joy?
in place of sorrow. Won't it be a hope? Your hope for tomorrow. Come on and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. As
we at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived your spirit. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us in Leesville for our regularly scheduled Sunday and midweek services. If you'd like a copy of this message, phone us at 337-238-1779. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, the place where God blesses his people.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.